somebody at the post office told the postmaster that Fred came up there and went in the back of post office. He didn't go in post office, I was with him. He went to the back door and asked the clerk to see if a letter that he was expecting, I don't know what, if it had come. It was a holiday. And he did not go in that post office. And that
was he not supposed to go in?
I don't know. But that was what started it.
Well, he was just hard to get along with, let's face it.
Well, there weren't any down there that were any easier either.
Yeah. Must have been blood flowing from time to time.
At that time, there was a lot of competition with people working, not working, wanting a job, not getting it, and this sort of thing. But I wrote letters to Washington. They'd write something, you know, and I'd have to answer it. Well, I don't know how long.
Yeah, I know it dragged on for a while.
Yeah.
But
that's what started. Somebody said, and I was in the car with him when he was up there, and he was on the porch. He never did go in. But what would have been the...
Don't look at me. I don't understand.
I don't know either. But that's what started.
Well, I always figured that it was because he was not able to go to school, that he wanted more schooling and wasn't able to get it, and it just made him
unhappy.
I
don't know. It might have. That's what started the post office.
Yeah. Were there any myths that you can think about associated with families, with the family?
Myths,
the stories that people told each other. We're from good peasant farming stock kinds of stories. That's
Fred's
true.
Family, you didn't get much talk from.
Not much stories.
Not much communication. Uncle Fred was the only one that. That would really sit down and talk with you.
How about Granddaddy?
Huh?
How about Granddaddy Green when he was around all that
time?
Oh,
yeah, he'd answer what you ask him.
Didn't tell stories.
He told stories about things that happened when they lived at Arcadia.
Yeah,
I remember any. We'd go down there at the cemetery, you know, and he'd tell these big tales and that. So we went down there to see people that he knew, and they'd talk.
Well, being an only child, I guess that's not unexpected. I mean, you get into...
I don't know about old children. I never was in that position.
No. Nor I.
No.
I think one of the things that I remember is, and I don't know if this is what you call a family myth, but was a lot of emphasis on schooling, getting an education, and being able to look after yourself.
Yeah.
And certainly, as far as Betty and Julie are concerned, that has turned out to be a good deal. I mean, they both of them have needed to support themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
I haven't been in that position, but they have.
Yeah, that's true. And do a pretty good job. But I think sometimes... Now, Judy had her... of course, she got her master's degree with no trouble at all. She went straight through. And her PhD, she had it roughed out.
She had boxes and boxes full of note cards.
Oh, I know it. And well, she went to her professor over there, and he went over it and okayed it, and it was ready to be typed.
Huh.
And that darn Jack didn't want her to get it. Huh. And he talked her out of going on and finishing it. And she gave all that material that she had gathered up and gone to Washington State and everything. To somebody over there, I don't know who it was.
Somebody else that was
and
working.
Somebody she knew. And
well,
he got his degree.
I can't help but think that being in the same field that Jack was in would not have interested her much after the divorce anyway.
Well, no, her degree wasn't in ministerial work.
Yeah, but he was in the German. I mean, the reason she got interested in German was because of him.
No, she was in that before she knew him. Not before she, I know she knew who he was when she was at Tennessee Westman, but she wasn't in German then until she changed, when she got to UT.
Hmm.
She changed her major to
German.
Mm-hmm.
I know she was doing her dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
On some obscure German writer,
mm-hmm.
relatively obscure.
A poet.
Yeah. She had a lot of notes and stuff on that.
Oh, she really did.
Yeah.
It just made me sick, but if she'd even gotten it, I don't guess she'd done anything with it.
Maybe not.
Done anything much with it. I shouldn't say that, but I feel like she has education enough to do something more than she's doing.
Well, she seems to have a lifestyle that suits her, though.
She likes it.
She,
of course, she don't.
Now that Tang has mellowed up some, things are better.
Boy, they had a time with that guy over there.
They had a time. Yeah, they sure did. I remember that. But, you know.
Everybody was afraid of him.
Yeah. Well, if that's what she wants to do and it makes her happy and it supports her.
Can't say a word.
What can you say?
Can't say a word.
And,
but I'd like to. I wish she'd meet some real nice guy and just fall head over heels in love and get married tomorrow.
Yeah, was she still hanging around with her other guy?
I don't know.
She'd never get married. If
maybe he'll die one of these days. I don't know. I don't know. She never says anything, and I don't either.
Because I think as long as he's around keeping her attention, she probably won't look for anybody else.
Probably not.
And it's for sure nothing's going to come out of permanence going to come out of that, because he and his wife are both happy with the way things are.
He and his wife are both idiots, what it is. She wanted Judy to go to England with her last summer.
The wife?
Yeah.
That's just a real interesting situation to me.
Interesting. I think it's the dumbest thing I ever heard of.
Well, she's getting something out of it, Mommy. If she wasn't, she wouldn't be there. So, who are we to say it doesn't suit us?
No.
But evidently it suits her.
How can it suit his wife? She said they hadn't lived together for years.
Oh. Well, it sounds like
in the same house.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But she won't give him a divorce. And divorced him, kicked his butt all over Knoxville before this.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I think she deserves something better than that.
Yeah.
If she wants to compromise and do it, there's nothing you can do.
That's right. She's over 21, so she has to live her life.
I wouldn't say anything to her for the world, because I don't want her to feel hard at me.
Yeah. Well, we were visiting with David in May, when we were up there in May, he said that Rita, the infamous Rita, was coming for the Memorial Day weekend. And
she fell for him, didn't she?
And, well, she was coming with her new boyfriend.
Oh, no.
And who had never been to Washington, and they were coming up. He wanted to go sightseeing in Washington. They needed a place to stay, so David said they could stay at his place. So we talked to him afterwards, and he said it was, that they went sightseeing and all. It was kind of a strange weekend, and he didn't think anything was going to come of that relationship.
That relationship.
But who knows?
She was a strange person.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Family values. Education is important. Being able to support yourself is important.
Yeah. Thank you. think maybe it's yesterday morning. And she said, I've got to go sign that damn lease. And I said, Sammy, did they raise the rent this week, this year? She said they raised her rent $15. And she was going over to talk to Emma Joe yesterday.
Yeah.
And she said, I'm just not going to pay it.
Well, she
said, Sammy, you can't move.
Don't go off and leave me.
Irene said if they raised her rent anymore, she's going to have to move. Her income would not take
that.
She
needs to be down there with Minnie, I think.
Well, that's more expensive than where we are. Minnie pays, I don't know what it is she pays. It's a big price. Of course, she gets meals. Well, she has to pay extra for our meals.
Yeah.
But they change her bed. They sweep her room. Well, Lord, she's able to do that.
Yeah, but Irene is not so able.
That would be a good place for Irene.
Yeah.
But Lord, I'd hate to see her leave.
Yeah, that would make a big hole in the neighborhood, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Everybody loves Irene. We ought to go over there and say hello to her.
Okay, we'll do that before we leave. Oh, anything else in terms of values that you think of? Things that are really important in life?
Survival, I guess, is the only thing in horse.
That's pretty important. Yeah.
I've long ago decided it doesn't matter whether you have anything or not. That's not important.
Well, survival is pretty important.
Do you remember that little vase? It's sort of a rose color. Dig at the bottom and came up a little and had the woman's head painted on it that had been
Grandmommy Jones.
Way back in her family. And I wonder where it went. You
in
have it?
House.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, when I find out you all have some things, it thrills me to death.
Well, I've got that.
That's good.
It always makes me think of the what's the Walter Scott poem about the Scottish, the Lady of the Lake.
Lady of the Lake.
I always thought she was the Lady of the Lake. I don't know if she is or not, but that's the way I've always thought of her because of the dark hair.
Just every now and then something comes up, and I think if I just knew where that was, I'd be happy.
Well, that's where
something was. I asked Judy one time I was over there. I said, "Do you remember anything about?" Grandmother Green's tall glass vases, you know. Mm. She had those pretty ones. Oh, there was a blue one and a red one. And she went over and opened her china closet.
And there they were. Yeah.
And it just makes you so happy to know that things are not completely gone. Mm. I don't know what Mr. Woods got from me because I just left him with everything that was left. I don't know what he got. I thought, well, surely things like that.
Well, Betty has some stuff, too.
Well, now, you know, you packed everything that was in the china closet for Betty. So I know she has a lot of the little pictures and she has my doll dishes because Renee always wanted them.
Well, I've got some doll dishes and she's got some, maybe. I've got some.
You got glass ones?
No.
Well, she has the glass ones, the butter dish and the sugar bowl and the spoon holder and those little things. You got the china ones.
I got the china ones and I've got those berry dishes, those hand-painted fluted, fluted-edged berry dishes.
But there were a lot of pretty things in that bookcase, the old things, of the old things were in there. And I think you packed most of them and took them to Betty.
Yeah.
So,
to go in the china cabinet.
And she had me to took things out when we were out there. She didn't know which were mothers and which were Fred's mothers. And so she put a J on mothers.
G on the others.
I think things like that ought to be kept in the family.
As long as there's room and space for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. we have the Lauren's mother had a collection of plates from the various universities that they had gone to mass meetings at, and we've got those packed up, but we don't have any place to put them. There's that bird, Lauren, and it's a blue jay, but it's gray. I mean, it's shaped like a blue jay, but it's not very blue.
Where is it?
It just flew off up into the sycamore tree. It is a blue jay, though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the same bird. Yeah.
That brown one that's out there every now and then. His head and his back and all are really a beautiful brown, but when the sun shines, it looks like gold. Mm. And then it's a light tan.
Underneath. I don't know what kind of bird it is.
I don't know. It's a good sized bird. It's not quite as big as a blue jay, but it's a pretty bird. But I don't see too many of them.
Is there anybody in the family that you can think of that had any problems with alcohol or drugs? Or we know Grandmama.
You don't count Mac in the family, do you?
Well, I count him, but I already know about him. I counted him,
but
I knew.
He's the only one. Now, mother's oldest brother liked to drink once in a while, but he never got drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, he was not a
as far as you know,
alcoholic.
No fall-down drunk alcoholic people.
He's the only one in the family that...
In your family or Daddy's family? Any of
never
Daddy's?
Any of them, I don't think. None of them died when he was... Some of the younger ones, you know, might have, but not any uncles.
I think that's unusual.
Well, I guess it is. Way back then, people didn't have money to get drunk. They made their own, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't
like
know
that
of any
guy
bootleggers in the family, though.
The one we were reading about in the Oak Ridge book last night who got moved.
Yeah.
How about other health kinds of problems?
Oh, Lord, who?
Well, just from a family history point of view, cancer or heart trouble.
You know, mother had cancer. Dad had
diabetes,
heart trouble.
Diabetes. Aunt Minnie had diabetes, but that was that was when she was an old woman.
Yeah.
You know, not when she was young, I think.
And Uncle Tommy was well, you know, he fell off the building.
Killed him.
He was always well. Let's see, who else is in Fred's family? I'm trying to think. Uncle Fred and Aunt Nanny were always well.
Yeah.
Going from Bedford
here
to Florida.
There.
Well, it's winter in Florida. And, who else is there? I can't even think of anyone.
And Granddad, what did Granddaddy Green die of?
It was his throat. I don't know whether he had cancer, but it was something about his throat. It might have been cancer. I can't think of anything otherwise than that it could have been. Can you?
No, not often. Not that would be, unless he just strangled on a piece of steak or something like that.
He was in the hospital quite a while. But Aunt Kate never did say cancer.
Yeah.
Well, they may not.
They may not have told her cancer.
They
may
not.
Doctors are so secretive about stuff then.
Well, she was nurse enough
to know.
She should have known.
Yeah.
But now I don't know what. I don't remember how she died either.
But you told me Grandmommy Green, my grandmother, not Aunt Kate, died as a result of complications from surgery.
Fred's mother.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she was having a hysterectomy. So that's not something that you want for family history, though.
Who else was in Fred's family?
That's about all. Aunt Alice, but she was healthy as a
horse.
Oh,
my Lord. We
and went on
she
forever and ever and ever.
She was 90-some years old and got up and cooked breakfast and stuff for us. There was nothing She just died of old age, I guess.
Yeah.
There's my little squirrel.
Yeah.
He comes out there at the door, and he sit there and look at me, you know, like this. Why don't you open that door and invite me in?
Feed me. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, please. So no other heart or no other help kinds of things that would be handy to know about.
Okay. And mother's family too was heart. Emma died of a heart attack of heart problem. Yeah. And who else? Yeah, I don't know of any
real problem.
Special thing.
Yeah.
I was trying to see what. Remember what happened to Uncle Will?
Did Daddy didn't have any nicknames or anything, except he was just called Fred.
Oh, some of them were called him Jimmy. I've heard them call him Jimmy.
Oh,
he said he never went by the name James. You know, people that knew him. But I don't know. They didn't call him Jimmy down at the post office. I didn't like it. He didn't either.
And he called me Scissor Bill.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
I've forgotten that.
See, I won't forget it. What about Betty? Did he call her anything besides Betty?
I don't think so. I don't remember if he did.
And I don't remember Julie having any nickname.
No, Julie had no.
Okay. Betty had seizures from the time she was like, 4 or 5 years old until she was adolescent.
When we came, no, it wasn't that long. When we came to Oak Ridge, she had that first seizure when we lived on Hillside Road.
No, she had seizures before that because she went to the Medical College of Virginia, and we went to see Dumbo or some Walt Disney movie that's associated in my mind with her. I think you told me she had the first seizure when she was preschool age, and it was that you thought it was because of something she ate. But I remember that she went to MCV. And so she was way up in school by the time we got here. She was in third or fourth grade anyway.
She started school in Winslow, didn't she?
Yeah. She must have got, it must have been while
she was not sick then. We didn't tell you. She was not sick when we were in Winslow.
It must have been in Norton then, because otherwise, why would you go to the Medical College of Virginia? To some neurologist there?
I was just wondering if Uncle George sent her, but
bet it was Dr. Botts that sent her there. So she must have been.
I can't remember her ever being sick over there, though.
Well, I remember something about her going to the Medical College of Virginia.
Oh, she did, but I don't think we lived in Norton. I don't believe it was then. I believe it was later.
Well,
because I remember Dot and Jean being so good to help, and they called me from the, who was it? She, Audrey? That she ran with, called me from down at the swimming pool and said Betty was sick.
Yeah.
And I tried to keep her from going down there, but she had been sick before she was down there, but I don't believe she ever was sick till we came to Oak Ridge there. Mm. I can't see where it would have been. Yeah, she did go to medical school.
Yeah, but why?
Blanche lived in Richmond, and we went down there and stayed with her and
took
her over to medical school.
Well, she wasn't, Blanche wasn't living in Richmond when we moved here. She was in Petersburg, Colonial Heights.
Yeah, Colonial Heights. Well, let me see. I just remember her getting sick here. I can never remember her getting sick anywhere else.
Okay.
I don't believe she did. She got sick one time at school when they called me.
Yeah. I remember that. That was like
how
in junior high. Well,
but high, junior high.
I thought it was junior high. Maybe it was Highland
then,
View.
I think it was Highland View. And she got sick at the swimming pool one day and they called me. Because I remember Jean carrying her down the steps and putting her in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
When I went and got her one time. And they never did know what it was.
I think it must have been something that had to do with just with growing up, because it, once she's, you know, her female hormones kicked in, and she hadn't had any more since then.
No, she's had nothing.
Mm-mm. So it must have been something like that.
Evidently. They didn't find anything
but she
in
took,
Richmond.
Yeah, she took Phenobarb and Dilantin
for a long while. Well, not too long, you know, her gums started
out
bleeding.
Yeah.
And Dr. Fresh said, take her off of it. So, I've forgotten who the doctor was in Richmond they took her to. He was a specialist.
Yes. Probably a neurologist or something.
Yeah, I don't know what his name was. I don't even remember.
Well, do you remember the story of the great, clothesline pole bashing in?
No, and
I don't. Betty and I both remember it absolutely diametrically opposite.
I remembered you all fighting with sticks when we lived in Winslow either.
Well, both of us remember that. We just don't remember who did what to who.
Yeah, who started it. You'll never know either, will you?
No, I guess not.
There were a lot of things you all did, I think, that I never knew of.
Probably a good thing, Mommy. A better thing.
What was that clothesline pole?
Oh, I think we were playing house. We had a house made with a card table and a blanket and some sort of altercation, and one of us took the clothesline pole and bashed the other in the head with it.
Oh, good Lord.
And no. I think that I was the person doing the hitting, and Betty thinks she was the person doing the hitting. But whoever it was that got hit bled a lot and had to go and have stitches.
A head.
Yeah.
A part.
Up here somewhere.
I remember that somebody had the
but
head
I don't,
trouble.
I
think Betty's the one that had the head trouble.
There's no.
I thought you all were such good kids. And you were behind my back fighting.
Little did you know. Good thing parents don't know a lot of this stuff. I don't remember having any illnesses to speak of as a child.
Nothing but measles.
I remember having whooping cough. I think that was in Norton, and running through the house, not being able to breathe, and just totally panic-stricken and running, which is crazy. I mean,
and you had measles in Winslow.
And I had pneumonia.
Yeah, you got pneumonia out
there.
I don't think Betty even took them, did she?
I don't remember.
I don't think so.
I don't remember Julie having any health problems.
I read something in the paper the other day, and some doctor was writing. Evidently somebody had written in and asked him questions and answered if a grown person could have chicken pox. And he said, indeed they can. And he said, if your children had chicken pox and you didn't have them, and hadn't had them, you'd better watch out now, because you would take them now.
Yeah.
And they're very serious.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you all had chicken pox.
Oh, yeah.
I remember measles.
I think we had chicken pox.
I don't think Judy did.
You did soda baths.
Yeah. I don't believe Judy did she?
I don't remember.
No.
I don't remember Judy ever being sick.
No. She's never been sick.
Mm-hmm. She was plump as a pre-adolescent.
Yeah.
Betty was plump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was only plump when I got to be grown up. Oh well, what can I say?
I'm getting plump in my 50s now.
In your 50s, good. Good for you. I'm glad you put it off that long. What about family rituals? Were there any things that you can remember that was sort of done on a regular basis? I don't remember anything.
Otherwise than meals and baths and things like that, I don't remember anything.
Yeah, it seemed to me that we typically everybody ate at the same time, which
most
people
of time.
Don't do now.
Yeah,
I mean,
most
nowadays
of time
people eat in front of the TV
family.
When they get hungry.
Yeah, no, we didn't do that.
Yeah.
We had meals.
But other than that,
everybody came to the table and ate.
Yeah.
I don't know of any special things that we did.
Okay. Okay, I think we've done most of this other stuff. We've got education and ethnicity and religious and socioeconomic. And
Lauren, see if there's anything in the hydrator too long. I don't know what's in it.
I don't think, and as far as we know, none of us is addicted to anything besides food.
And drink. I mean, coffee or something.
Coffee,
like that.
Yeah.
I'm not as bad about that as I used to be. I drink very little.
Nor I.
Sometimes I make a cup in the morning and drink a third of it, or maybe a half. And that's all I want.
Yeah. That's good.
I never make it during the day.
Yeah. Well, okay, well, I'm going to go finish writing up my history stuff. And
okay.
Xerox off copies for Lauren and Steve and David in case they want to know at some point in time, you know, especially.